We got breaking news. President Biden issues a letter to Democrats saying he's not going anywhere.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. This is Logan Seculo. My brother Jordan Seculo is going to be joining us live, as well as Professor, our good friend, Harry Hutchinson, will be joining us. We have a packed show today. Of course, all the news coming off the 4th of July holiday. Hope everyone had a great holiday, long weekend. I'm going to be telling you about our life and liberty drive that's happening right now. And look, we had a bit of a break there because obviously the holiday happened. When the holiday happened, fundraising changes. You're not able to talk to you guys as directly. We had give people your time off. It was a big holiday. But with that, I'm going to talk to you more a little bit later about our life and liberty drive and why this is a very key week to be involved. This is obviously coming off the heels of the big President Biden media bonanza, trying to convince everyone that he is fine, he should be running. And really, all he's trying to convince is Democrats, because I don't think Republicans care. I think they'd much rather go against probably President Biden than anyone else that may get thrown in there. I think you have someone under 70 years old, and all of a sudden you have a different conversation happening. So what is the breaking news item about this is that this morning, President Biden issued a letter, a statement to fellow Democrats, written in a way that feels like, from olden times, as you would. It's about a two-page, single-spaced letter. It's very specific, lots of details. I'm going to read you some of the excerpts, but of course, we need to throw it back to just a couple days ago. He had his first sit-down interview, this with George Stephanopoulos, and he asked him, kind of what would it take to get him to step down or step aside even, not even step down from the presidency, but to just step aside from being the nominee in the upcoming election. And of course, here's what he had to say.
And if Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries and Nancy Pelosi come down and say, we're worried that if you stay in the race, we're going to lose the House and the Senate, how will you respond?
I go into detail with them. I've spoken to all of them in detail, including Jim Clyburn. Every one of them, they all said I should stay in the race. Stay in the race. No one said, none of the people said I should leave them.
But if they do?
Well, it's like, we're not going to do that.
You sure?
Well, yeah, I'm sure. Look, I mean, if the Lord Almighty came down and said, Joe, get out of the race, I'd get out of the race. The Lord Almighty's not coming down.
Lord Almighty is not coming down, has not made an appearance for Joe Biden to say get out of the race. And again, double down on that. I'm going to read a little bit of the excerpts. I'm going to read a lot more coming up in the next segment. This is just a little, this is just the start. I mean, this came out on X this morning, X formerly Twitter. It reads from Joseph R. Biden Jr., fellow Democrats, which by the way, do you know, I'm going to put this little trivia. Do you know what the R stands for? Put it in the chat if you do. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm curious if you know what that R stands for. This is a pretty fun word to say. Put it in the chat if you know what the R for Joseph R. Biden stands for. Fellow Democrats, now that you've returned from the July 4th recess, I want you to know that despite all the speculation in the press and elsewhere, I am firmly committed to staying in this race, to running this race to the end, and to beating Donald Trump. I've had extensive conversations with the leadership of the party, elected officials, rank and file members, and most importantly, Democratic voters over the past 10 days or so. You skip forward a little bit. He goes, I wouldn't be running again if I did not absolutely believe I was the best person to beat Donald Trump in 2024. A Democratic nomination process, and the voters have spoken clearly and decisively. Skip forward a little bit more. He says, do we now just say this process doesn't matter? That voters don't have a say? So now, flipping it on the Democratic Party, saying, you know what, you can't do this. And I predicted this a few weeks ago when all of it started to happen, and really even the original conversation, which was, do I think there's a chance he's not the nominee? Of course, I do think there's a chance. However, this guy didn't work 80 years to become the president of the United States to then just give up. Give us a call. I want to know your thoughts. 1-800-684-3110. Do it right now. 1-800-684-3110. Five lines are open right now because we just opened the lines. Also, is incredibly busy, even during the holiday week here at the ACLJ. And it's been a big summer so far, and we need your help right now, especially we had those few days off in a fundraising. We need your help during this life and liberty drive. You've heard what we're doing. We're submitting major filings to defend Israel to the International Criminal Court, and we've seen the attacks on Israel this week that have been wild. Friday, we filed a major brief to defund Planned Parenthood at the Supreme Court, and we need your help. All donations are matched at ACLJ.org.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Welcome back to Seculo. Harry Hutchinson joining us in studio, as well as my brother Jordan will be joining us in a little bit. I can see him, but he can't hear us, and I can't hear him. So right now we're having some technical difficulties, but I think we will have him on in just a moment. Y'all let me know when it's clear. Give us a call. I'd love to hear your thoughts right now. 1-800-684-3110. Again, I was reading you excerpts from that letter. I think we do have Jordan. Excerpts from that letter. And it's pretty intense. It's about two full pages long, going over the details pretty much of why he should still be considered, Joe Biden should be considered the nominee, and why he's not going anywhere. Again, he hasn't really even moved at all from this stance, so I don't think it's that shocking that he would do this, but he's having to make these statements. And Jordan, if you were joining us now, when you have to make those kind of statements, things are clearly rough and the pressure is mounting. I don't think we have him. Unfortunately, I think we're having still some technical problems. We'll have to keep going. Harry, I'll pitch that to you. Things seem like they're mounting, though he hasn't backed down. Look, I see a lot of your comments, a lot of Robinettes in the comments right now. So a lot of people, I asked a trivia question. What did the R stand for? And look, we got some educated people here watching right now, and phone lines are jammed. But your thoughts when you see this kind of letter come out, and when you know there are situations where they're seeing their polling data, they know things are rough, but he's not going anywhere. You don't fight this long to do this.
I think that's precisely correct. And I think if you look at Joe Biden, if you look at his history over his 60 to 70 year career in politics, he's a very stubborn individual, and he doesn't look kindly upon contrary advice. Secondly, of course, I think his family is firmly committed to keeping him in this race, in part because if he decides to leave the presidential race, then the pressure will become very, very heavy on him to actually resign from the presidency. Because if he's not competent to run for president, then the question becomes, is he competent to be president?
Yeah, for another 7 months. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, it's a pretty hard time. Jordan, I think we got you now, potentially. All right, we got Jordan. Go. All right, what are your thoughts when you see this letter?
I see this letter as desperation. As, listen, I've got the delegates under DNC rules, which you can get into. Those delegates are bound unless there was some kind of revolt. And when we look at a revolt, could all those delegates actually be dispelled from the Democrat National Convention if they were to vote for someone else other than Joe Biden, because they are bound delegates. Now, the DNC works differently, Logan, than the RNC, so we're digging into those rules. But I think that's what he's building up to is, by the time I get to my convention in August, you need to trust me. Stop hurting the campaign, or Donald Trump is going to win the election. So what does it tell me, Logan? One, their internal polls show them sinking in the key demographics. I would think that is women, probably 35 and over, especially with kids. You've got black Americans, especially black American males and Hispanic voters. So if you see more of the same from President Biden, you're going to get more of these letters. But I think Logan thinks, well, I'm going into the convention and I've got those bound delegates. And let me tell you what's happening. Very smart Democrat attorneys are looking for every loophole possible to unbound those delegates. I have no doubt that is happening as we speak.
Yeah, it is one of those very interesting times in American politics. I don't think we've lived through this necessarily, where you've had such a revolt. You even had some of the major fundraisers this weekend. We saw people like Abigail Disney and a few of these others who are major Democrat fundraisers, people that would give millions and millions of dollars, who are now saying, I'm not giving until you've replaced Joe Biden, and making statements like he will lose. And I think that is an interesting thing too, because I still think you're going to have a large percentage of the country that is going to vote for President Biden and President Trump. We know where 48% of this probably lands. I don't think that changes, but it does change it a bit more when you have a weak candidate coming through.
Right, because on election day, sometimes the lines get long. I mean, my last primary that I voted in, it was an hour and a half line, and there were three other precincts within a mile of me, but I had to go to that one. That was just for a primary. So for a general election, if you're not really excited about your candidate, you had work that day, and your kid's sick, are you going to figure out how to spend that hour plus time, or are you going to wake up at 5 a.m. to be the first one to vote? I mean, that's what people need to feel if a candidate is going to get elected. And I think the MAGA voters will be those first voters in line. And if they had to work a hard day, they're going to make sure that they get inside to vote before they close the doors. So he's got a strong base right now, President Trump. And he's building on this new base, which believes that Biden is just not competent and should not have his hands near the nuclear code or directing our military, especially when he forgot that when he withdrew from Afghanistan, no Americans died. 13 of our bravest, strongest young Americans died in that botched withdrawal. So when you see that again, and a letter like this, Logan, it just smacks of desperation. I think that the money problem is probably gigantic in the Biden team. I've been on campaigns like this. When you hit a big, it doesn't mean you can't come back. It's happened before. But when you hit a big slope like this, Logan, what you have to really watch out for is the entire team either going on a volunteer basis or being let go because they can't afford to live on a volunteer basis. So I would love to know how bad Joe Biden's fundraising is right now. But I have to tell you, I bet it's horrendous because the Hollywood crowd has left him.
Yeah, they're starting to turn on him. And Marie, before, I want to hear Harry's thoughts on this as well. I want you to hear even from people from, maybe the left that have some experience with this. This is from David Axelrod just this past weekend on CNN asking about how he can do, how President Biden can even recover. Let's take a listen.
His psyche is that he can beat anybody and any long odds. What he can't beat is Father Time, and that's really the concern here. It's not about his record. Every time he's asked about whether he can do the job until he's closer to 90 than 80, he says, well, look at what I did the last 4 years. That's just not the way it works.
Harry, I'll get your thoughts on that.
Well, I think David Axelrod is absolutely correct. And I would also point out that the publicly available evidence suggests that Biden is facing an accelerating decline in mental acuity, which he can no longer hide. Having said that, there is a lot of inertia with respect to the Biden campaign. And some of this inertia, I think, comes from the fact that Kamala Harris, who might be the logical replacement, is equally unpopular, right? Or if not equally, she's in worse shape. Mm-hmm. And so Alan Lichtman, who's a historian who has accurately predicted presidential elections 9 out of the last 10 times, He has suggested that the Democrats are best off sticking with Biden, however poor a candidate he may be. And he may indeed be right. Yeah. And so I think the Democrats they face a conundrum, a dilemma. Should Biden stay or go? And I think if you look at the data is equally bad.
Yeah, I think that actually brings a good point, especially as President Trump is about to make his announcement probably in the next week or so of who his vice presidential running mate will be. That, you know, historically, it maybe didn't matter, but when you have presidents that are in their, you know, late 70s, early 80s, the vice president starts to become much more important, and they made a decision to go with Kamala Harris, and that may have backfired on them because there could have been an easy path to someone stepping in who, again, was more popular, was more liked, but you have someone who has been treated, even in the liberal press, as someone, a bit of a laughingstock. You know, whether you agree with that or not, she's the butt of the joke a lot of the time, just on the way she speaks or the laughing or the performance. So now you have a situation where they can't go to their logical vice presidential, you know, pick, who's their vice president, who could step in because she's not that popular. However, it is a nightmare if they decide to go with somebody else. But then, Jordan, that same thing happens now for President Trump. That's why this is probably the most important vice presidential pick in our lifetime.
Absolutely, because President Trump only has one term. So whoever gets that VP nod next week, if President Trump is to win the election, they will be running for president in 2 years. I mean, think about that. They will have to start their campaign for president in 2 years. And also, Logan, I think when you talk about these issues, got a little echo there. When you talk about these issues of who will vote, how they can vote, and the importance of this, I think what we have to get down to is this. This is all on the Democrats. They always call us the chaos conservatives. Who's in chaos this summer? We have a candidate who's been going through all these court trials, and he's been able to make a campaign work. He's in his 70s. He's able to go from a courtroom for 6 hours in New York City and do a fundraiser, a speech, and an interview on television before he starts again at 5 a.m. the next day. That's the kind of people presidents need to be. They're kind of they have extra human powers.
Yeah, I think that's right. When you have these situations occur, and like you said, the chaos of this is that the party, even with Donald Trump's, you know, the craziness surrounding him, all of the court cases, everything's happened. If anything, you've had a party more unified than ever behind President Trump, and the opposite now happening just due to concerns of somebody's health and physical fitness. That is what's happening right now. Like David Axelrod said, it wasn't about his record. They like his record, whether you do or not. We're going to find out coming up because we're going to take some calls. We got a full bank right now. We got one line open, actually, 1-800-684-3110. And when we get back, I also want to tell you about our Life and Liberty Drive in a little bit more detail coming up because it's right now, it's happening. I'm going to ask you to go to ACLJ.org to support the work right now.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation. They're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Secular. We're going to take some of your calls here in just a little bit. We still have my brother joining us remote. We have Harry Hutchinson in the studio. There is some updates in the Trump world, so I'll give you some of that. We'll go back to the Biden letter and all of that coming up, because it's just, it's too good not to talk about. It's too interesting, because that is such an interesting news item, the fact that he had to release this two-page letter, and I'm going to give you more details on that coming off of the big weekend of interviews. But there is an update in the Judge Cannon case, as Judge Cannon has granted maybe some delays and some pauses to some of the deadlines due to the presidential immunity ruling from the Supreme Court. And Harry, for the audience that's obviously paying attention to this, Biden is getting all the headlines right now. But there is stuff happening behind the scenes in the Trump world, and seems to be that he's winning.
Absolutely. So if you look at the Supreme Court's ruling last week, which basically said presidents have absolute immunity with respect to their official acts, and at least the presumption of absolute immunity with respect to most of their acts, the judge, Judge Cannon, has decided to pause at least some of the proceedings. And so let's not worry so much about the specifics of the pause, but let's focus on the major point. The major point is that this delays the trial for the foreseeable future. That's number one. And then number two, many of the actions which Jack Smith has charged Trump with will likely disappear under the weight of the Supreme Court's immunity decision last week. So I think at the end of the day, this has been a good week for Trump's legal team. And so at the end of the day, while Biden is struggling, Trump is winning.
Yeah, good week for President Trump's legal team. Not necessarily a sentence we've heard all that often, maybe recently. Jordan, we'll get your thoughts on this as well.
It was the olden days when we would get him acquitted at the Senate, at the impeachment trial. That was a huge win, obviously, talking about these issues that we have fought for President Trump. Obviously, the Mueller investigation, very serious as well. But I think, again, what this all goes to, all of this, is that can Joe Biden actually get the vote out for these issues? I mean, we can talk through, again, the letter. I want to point out, Logan, that letter, where it's not addressed to members of Congress. It's addressed to every Democrat in America, saying, you can trust me. And yet they saw him on television. They've seen his bizarre responses since being on television. And it's a guy, it's not about trust really at this point. It's if he told me this today, how is he acting tomorrow? And I wonder now, Logan, if this is why Kamala Harris didn't pan out. Because she's dealing with a president who isn't all there, who's being run by his staff, who doesn't like usually the vice president's team being around. They want to run the show. And so she has not been able to be in that traditional vice president role where she is able to actually get prepared to be president of the United States. I actually have started thinking about that more and more, if it's Joe Biden's fault that Kamala Harris has been so bad.
Version to look at, say, well, I don't know, but some of the speeches and those things, I don't know if you can blame that. I'm sorry, Jordan. Yep.
Is she always playing cleanup? I mean, it's like she's got to go out there because he mumbled and jumbled it and say it in very simple terms, because whatever he said about it didn't make any sense.
Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Ronald, who's calling in South Carolina, who's watching on Rumble. Rumble, by the way, our favorite free speech platform. And I'm going to tell you something special going on Rumble right now. If you were a fan of our Christmas movie, if you didn't get a chance to watch it, there's a special sale happening right now on Rumble. It's Christmas in July, so I'm excited about it. We're going to talk about that. I'll talk about it at the end of this segment. Ronald, South Carolina, on Rumble. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you very much. It seems as though that during Biden's term in office, it seems as though he's been out of touch with real Americans in their economic situation and the world situation and stuff like that. And now it seems that he is equally out of touch with some of the Democratic members who are trying to convince him to step aside. So it seems like, as Harry said, that he's just stubborn and not want to listen to true facts and not the made-up facts that he was giving out during his debate.
The question is, Harry, I'm curious your thoughts, is do you blame him in that sense? I mean, he's worked his way to becoming the president of the United States, whether you like him or not, spent his entire time in politics, his entire life practically, the mass majority of his life, and he gets there, and sure, you may not like him, and most of our audience, I have a feeling, does not care for the Biden presidency, but I've never seen it in my lifetime to see a president being this aggressively felt like forced out of potentially even being, I understand not getting behind him, just being like, all right, we're just going to take the L here. We're going to lose, and it is what it is. I've seen that even Republicans. We could say we've seen that a few times where they're running against very popular presidents where they're like, okay, we put this guy up there. Likely it's not going to win, but it happens. But in this situation where it has become aggressive, where you have the major fundraisers and you have people in your own party saying, you know, time to step down, it is an interesting time.
Well, I think that is correct. Also, it's important to keep in mind for the last 3.5 years, we've been told the opposite story, that Biden is super confident, that he's sharp as a tack, and that he can basically run circles around his staff. Well, none of that has been true. But also, I think Biden faces another obstacle to getting out, and that is his family, which doesn't want to give up power prematurely. And so I think at the end of the day, Joe Biden would have to convince Jill Biden, Hunter Biden, and other members of his family. And I think at the end of the day, they would prefer Biden to remain as president, even if it's only another 6 or 7 months, even if the party loses to Donald Trump.
Yeah, exactly. You have your own support base there to get some things done that maybe need to get done as you start heading towards the end of the presidency. Jordan, before I do this Life and Liberty pitch, I want to get your thoughts on that.
Listen, I think only Joe Biden can make this smooth for the Democrats. If they were able to convince him to, hey, we don't want to have a fight, we want you to go out on good terms. He does have the power to unleash those delegates. What he would do is he would be nominated by them because they had to. He would not accept the nomination, but he'd get to finish out his presidential term, and then his delegates are open after that, and anybody could become the nominee.
All right. Hey, I wanted to take a minute right before we go to break here. So some of you lose us at the half-hour mark. Most of you don't. A lot of you are watching online. If you watch us online, you're good to go. Some of your local stations. But I did want to take at least a minute here to tell you about our Life and Liberty Drive. We've been an incredibly busy last few months. We've been incredibly busy July, even working through the holiday. I was getting texts from our senior attorneys, from people working on everything that's going on, whether that's happening in America, whether that's happening internationally. We saw obviously the elections going on in the UK. We saw it in France. We've seen sort of the pro-Palestinian front, the pro-Hamas front kind of take over the streets in throughout the UK and, in of course, in Paris and in France. We saw that just last night, and it's just been a brutal time if you're a supporter of Israel to really know how to even react to what's going on in the world. But the ACLJ is there, and we're going to have on Jeff Balaban from ACLJ Jerusalem coming up here sometime this week, because I think it's important to let you guys know all the work that we're doing actively there. And we are involved, whether it's the International Criminal Court or whether that's actually in the streets there. We are there. And you could be a part of that as well. Keep us in the fight right now during this Life and Liberty Drive. Your donations are doubled. That means there is another donor ready to match your donation at any level. You can do it right now at aclj.org. You can scan the QR code. Again, all you gotta do is make a donation. It becomes part of our Life and Liberty Drive. And if you're able to become an ACLJ champion, that is someone saying that I am committed to making my donation a monthly gift. That's all. At any level, by the way. That's at any level. You make that decision. I think minimum maybe is $5. You can do that right now. Become an ACLJ champion right now at aclj.org. Second half hour coming up in just a minute.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and Liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever, this is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome back to Seculo. Harry Hutchinson joining me in studio. Jordan Seculo is remote right now. We got a second half hour packed right now. We are discussing the letter that came out this morning and, of course, the media onslaught that's happened over the weekend trying to get President Biden to step down. And he has said, no, that is not happening. I want to go ahead and jump first to a call really quick because I want this hopefully to encourage you to call in as well. Wayne in Texas on line three, who's watching on YouTube. If you're one of our YouTube subscribers, or if you're just one, if you're brand new, a lot of people are brand new. We can kind of see in the data about half the people that watch every day are new. I'm going to ask you to hit that subscribe button, hit the like button, hit the little alert button. I know you hear it on probably your kids' YouTube, you know, favorites, but it really does help, and it helps get the word out about this kind of show and this kind of messaging. So I encourage you to do that right now. We are over 417,000 strong right now on YouTube, which is wild. Wayne in Texas, you're on the air.
Well, I think the reality of Kamala becoming the presidential nominee or running for president is going to sink in on him. I think the reality of having a floor fight and having too many open wounds too close to the election to get healed up, going to come in on them. I think they're going to have to flip the script and come back to saying, this is our guy. It's not just a man. It's the team around him, and we need all to get around him, and this is our fella. And that, especially, I mean, since he's not bowing out, I think that's the way they're going to have to go.
Yeah, Jordan, I want to get your thoughts, because on the letter he wrote, it does kind of even say that, which is the presidency. I mean, he doesn't say the words, the presidency is not just one man, but it kind of infers that, which is, I've put together an all-star team. We're getting stuff done. We're going to get Roe back. I mean, that's one of the big things. We're going to get abortion back. We're going to get sort of the top-tier liberal items are all brought up in here. And maybe Wayne may be right in the fact that there will be a turning point at some moment. There will be a moment where they're going to have to just go back to embracing President Biden, or else they've thrown it away.
To go back, though, to kind of an older statement, that means he is admitting that he is an emperor with no clothes. He has no power. He has delegated all major decisions to people that weren't even always confirmed by the U.S. Senate. So we have people making decisions that can affect our national security, our economy, the border, and I'm not just talking about cabinet secretaries, but they're number twos and threes who were political appointees that were not necessary to go through the vetting process of the U.S. Senate and go through that confirmation process. Logan, if that's his best answer, is that I've got a lot of other people doing the work so I can take my naps, then again, I think he's shot himself in the foot, if you will, because it is the perfect example of the emperor with no clothes, is that the team at the White House is running what we're doing around the world, which is why we see constantly conflicting statements. We will see President Biden stand with Israel. Then we will see his team put out a very anti-Israel policy. Is it because they think, well, he doesn't care about the policy, he's letting us run the show? Because have you seen much turnover from his cabinet? Think about that. No turnover from the cabinet, really. Why is that? Because there's no better scenario to be in if you're in a cabinet member right now running an agency, if you have a president who isn't trying to step in and review, tell you what to do, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Being left alone to do your job. Hey, phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. We're also going to talk about, in the next segment coming up, I'm going to take more calls. I'm going to try to take as many calls as I can because we have very few lines open. And we'll get to as many as we can in the next segment after that. But also, you've now had to have the White House back down from their statement saying, oh, we've been providing interview questions for President Biden to some of these. Now, of course, in media, that's fairly normal to have suggested questions to ask. However, now they've had to back off and say, no, we're going to stop doing that. Try to, again, calm people down because, essentially, they were caught doing this. Now, again, is this different from any media practice? Maybe not. But in this situation where you have a president who's having to prove himself, we're going to discuss that coming up. Phone line is open. One's open right now. 1-800-684-3110. And again, the Life and Liberty Drive is happening right now. Be a part of it. And as I said, our Christmas movie. I know you're going to say, Logan, it's middle of July. Our Christmas movie, Jingle Smells, our Christmas comedy is really available right now for a special moment. Rumble has offered it at a 50% off discount. For Christmas in July, you can get it at jinglesmells.movie, or if you're watching on Rumble, you can just click on over and do that right now. Again, it's available. So I just want to say, support the work of the ACLJ, but pick up Jingle Smells while you're at it for only $9.99.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Welcome back to Secular. We're going to take some of your calls coming up. There's obviously some news also involving the Biden administration, where you have in the Biden campaign, we even have House Republicans now requesting an interview with the White House physician. Whether you think that that is a good thing or not, whether you think that a doctor really should be exploring this. We know this happened with President Trump before, where he kind of had his physician come out and give his thoughts on President Trump. So it's not all that unordinary. In this moment, though, I don't even know if it's necessary. I mean, that's kind of how I feel. It's like, we all see what's happening. But you had James Comer, House Oversight Chair James Comer from Kentucky, put out a letter saying, Americans question President Biden's ability to lead the country. We're investigating circumstances surrounding the assessment in February of this year that the president is healthy, active, robust, 81-year-old man, remains fit to successfully execute the duties of presidency. So they're submitting this. Jordan, is this more than just a show?
Yes, because you're forgetting the most key part. This physician is in a financial relationship with the Biden family in one of their companies. So he's handpicked. So would it be in his interest as a business member with the Bidens to put out statements about his health that it was declining, or that he was having some cognitive issues or issues recognizing people, or these short-term, I guess they're calling the episodes, if you will? Or is he going to boost him up as best as possible because he's got a second fiduciary role in this, where he is making money off being business partners with the Biden family and one of their, I think, biotech and medical investment programs they run?
Yeah, there's a lot of calls coming in on this as well. Let's take one real quick. Let's go to Chris in Georgia, who is listening on the radio. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Appreciate you guys and the mission you're doing on the radio. So thank you for that, and God bless you. Regarding Biden's own party turning against them, I don't think as a Republican or as a Christian nationalist, we should not be surprised. I think the better question is, why now?
Your question is, why are we surprised now that he's being pushed out? I mean, I think we are at the point where, Jordan, as you said before, and Harry, I'll get your thoughts, is they can't ignore. They were able to for a moment say, those are cheap fake videos and all of that. You know, don't worry, don't pay attention to those videos. That's just Republican propaganda. But then you had that debate performance, and then you've had subsequent, even the George Stephanopoulos interview, which was better, but it wasn't this like amazing, you know, comeback. And look, I've said this about President Trump, is that it's not like President Trump delivered the greatest performance ever in the debate. He did fine. I think he did a good job. But the news coming out of it was the disaster of the Biden's performance.
I think that's precisely correct. And so the Democrats for quite some time have been saying, don't believe your lying eyes. But now the American people cannot ignore the truth, which is right in front of them. And also, I think the Democrats are basically saying to themselves, we have been exposed. The journalists have been exposed. And part of the problem that I think Biden faces and Kamala Harris faces is that they haven't dealt with tough questioning for 3.5 years. So they've kind of gotten away with basically pulling the wool over the American people's eyes. This is no longer the case, and I think they are beginning to slowly face reality. But nonetheless, the Biden administration wants to ignore the reality, and they want to stay in the race for a variety of self-interested reasons.
I think that's probably right. Let's go to Phil, who's calling now in New York on line 3. A little bit political strategy. Now, let's get Jordan's feedback from this one, because I think this is a lot of conservatives that are listening probably feel a very similar way to Phil. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a big Trump supporter, but I want Biden to stay in the race. I don't get why so many Republicans want him to get out, because whoever replaces him will be a stronger candidate than he is.
Yeah, I think there is that thought, Phil, of if there's anyone who's maybe just slightly younger, slightly better at a debate, that could, you know, bring some fresh air to the room that may be needed on both sides. And then all of a sudden you have a very different situation and you have a Trump campaign having to really pivot everything. Jordan?
Yes. I mean, if I was the Trump campaign right now, I would have to be preparing for, you know, obviously Joe Biden, number one, especially with what he's saying. So you still stay on that for now, but start making a list. So you know up top would be Michelle Obama as probably the most dangerous to conservatives and President Trump's ability to get reelected. But then you go down the list, too, with Gavin Newsom and Gretchen Whitmer. And I mean, the list goes on of potential nominees. And of course, Vice President Harris should absolutely be added to that list. The issue, though, is this whole idea of like waking up, did they, you know, figure out just now? I think, Logan, it is what you said, this idea of just absolute denial. The media finally got to a point after that debate. And then I think it even got worse when they saw him at the rally the next day. So at the debate, he was pale and said he had a cold. And he had not slept well for a week. Then he goes until midnight that night at rallies in Georgia screaming on a microphone. Then the next day, I don't remember the state he was in, but he had his two teleprompters. He had his 10,000 people in the crowd. His skin was all of a sudden tanned, and he was screaming and shouting. And yeah. So, again, it seems like he does okay when he doesn't have to think a lot, which means what I'm saying is he gets boosted by the crowd, and then I'm doing it right now. He's doing the teleprompter thing, so he kind of looks like he's looking at you over there, even though he's just reading. He goes forward because he's got a couple of words in, then he goes back, looks over at you like he's reading. But when he gets out of that scenario, whether he's sitting down in the Oval Office like this with a world leader, or he is, again, caught off the, you know, sitting down with Scott Pelley, sitting down with Stephanopoulos, or especially Donald Trump, it's sad to watch for the country that we care so much about, that there is still a 50-50 chance that if he is the nominee, as of right now, he could be our president again for 4 years.
Absolutely. I think the idea that this is some sort of shoe-in victory for Donald Trump is not the case. It's not the case for, by the way, anyone, I think, at this point in American politics. You don't see it happening very much. But you bring up the George Stephanopoulos interview. I watched it over the weekend. There was even a moment where he's like, no one's drawing bigger crowds than me. And George even steps in and it's like, I don't think I'd be playing the crowd game with President Trump when it comes to drawing an audience. Harry,
well, I think you're precisely correct. Part of the problem that Biden has is both his short-term and long-term memory are deficient. And so he doesn't remember the data points or the empirical data that is available to him. Keep in mind that in the Stephanopoulos interview, he failed to directly answer a slam dunk question. Did you review your own debate performance?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, he said, no, I don't think so.
That's pretty weird that you couldn't remember that particular point.
Yeah, did you go back and watch it? Yeah. Did someone sit you down and say you need to watch this? And of course, yeah, he couldn't really answer that in full. And Jordan, it is a pretty strategic time. As we head to the next segment, I do want to encourage you all, give me a call. We cleared through some lines, so now we have some open lines. 1-800-684-3110. When you see this sort of letter coming out, again, if you're just joining us, there was a letter that came out from President Biden this morning, and it is a letter, by the way. It was on X, but it is an aggressive two-page soliloquy saying, I need to still be your candidate. I will be your candidate, and here is why. Again, in this in a world of short form, you know, you'd say posts on X or tweets, if you will, or even Instagram posts, all of those things. You can even go back to a massively edited Instagram video where he said, if you want a debate, I'm going to have a debate. And of course, it was cut. I think there was 10 edits in that. Then to get a two-pager, Jordan, clearly written and approved by the campaign and his whole team, it is something that is not normal. This does not feel normal.
Let me tell you what they're doing, too, to their internal Democrat base, Logan. They are telling that internal Democrat base that if you put your name, if you're some ringleader of this movement to have me step down, remember, there's a very good chance I'm still going to be the President of the United States in the next 4 years, and nothing in the Constitution mandates that I do give you any special treatment. So if you're looking for some bigger role even inside my administration, better not sign that letter. If you're looking to move up to get my attention, if you've got to, your constituents need assistance. I'm not talking about emergencies, but I'm saying, hey, they'd like to build a new this or a new that. I bet he goes somewhere else. I mean, it's almost like he's telling them, you're giving me an enemies list, an internal enemies list. So watch out, be careful. And he's not only talking to his team, but to the media as well, who he's seen as a very friendly place, saying, listen, I've given you access, but you know that could all change if you're going to jump on this train to try and kill my next 4 years as president.
Yeah, I want to encourage you right now to give us a call. We do have a line open, 1-800-684-3110. As we head into the final segment of the broadcast for the day, this is the most important time. We hear from you. That's, to me, the most important voice on the air. You get to hear from me, you get to hear from Jordan, you get to hear from Harry today. A really packed show. But now we get to hear from you. What are your thoughts on all of these issues? And of course, the work of the ACLJ continues in a very strong way. But again, we had a few days off, so that throws off your fundraising goals, because we actually had 4th of July end up falling on a Thursday, and everyone got delayed, and no one's at work. Now you need to step up, help us this week, kind of push ahead. Do it right now. Become an ACLJ supporter. Become an ACLJ champion. Do it right now. Scan the QR code on your screen. All donations are matched. We're back with your voice coming up.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. go to aclj.org/champion.
Welcome back to Seculo. Now it's time for your voice. Hey, one line's open, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's kick it off with Mary Ellen calling from Illinois. Been on hold for a long time, Mary Ellen. I know you're obviously a long-time caller, long-time listener, which we support, and thank you for doing that. Thanks for being a supporter. But thanks for holding. You're on the air.
I guess that's the price of a champion. How's that?
Thank you so much for doing that. We really appreciate that. Obviously, all the ACLJ champions, but specifically you for being there for so many years. We appreciate it.
Oh, okay, well, love it. I appreciate your work. Okay, and pray for y'all, too. Okay, First of all, I agree with everything that y'all said today, and I believe that he believes he also can win. He ran once, and he won from the basement. But to me, his most pressing, and we saw that Hunter's also behind this, that the most pressing reason is a legal reason, because who's going to want to put the son of the president in jail? And he himself, we have pictures of that check that they all got, and Hunter was not a registered foreign agent. And there's that check that they had from the congressional investigation, $50,000, I guess, from China or whatever, China, Ukraine, but it's all there. And Biden himself, he doesn't want to go to jail, so they're all buying time, I think.
Well, Harry, you've been saying that pretty much for this whole show, and Jordan, that's even true. We even put out there that Hunter was very much, I mean, it was odd how specific they were, like, Hunter Biden has pushed him to make this happen. I mean, that was almost an official, it wasn't an official document, it was a leak, but it was a very intentional leak to say, this is who is pushing him.
Yeah, I think so. Again, this is all to cover up and to assist President Biden. I think Hunter is, they've done a decent job of taking him out of the mix for the most part, because Joe Biden is now center stage. And I said it, Logan, I said, the way this continues to kill Joe Biden, you can go back and listen the last week and a half, is that if after the July 4th holiday, we were all still talking about this. And then, of course, Joe Biden felt so strongly that he had to send a letter written to all Democrats and send it far and wide through social media, which means every stinking world leader around the world, when I say stinking, I mean the bad guys, saw how weak the president of the United States is today. He cares more about getting reelected than he does running the country right now.
Well, we have a question coming in. Let's go ahead and take it. This is actually more of a technical question, but I think those are good to have. Beth Ann's calling on line 2 in Indiana. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for all you do. I'll get right to the point. If they get rid of Joe now, Kamala becomes vice president, would Mike Johnson become the vice president? Kamala become the president. Would Mike Johnson become the vice president?
I'm not sure how that would work specifically, but I
think the answer is no.
I don't think so.
If, for instance, Biden steps down and then Kamala Harris steps down, then Mike Johnson would be poised to become president as the Speaker of the House. But if Kamala Harris becomes president, she would have the opportunity to select a vice president, and that process would have to go through the House and the Senate. So there's no scenario that I'm aware of that would move Mike Johnson into the vice presidential seat.
It's more interesting that we're having to have this kind of conversation, that you have callers, people that are, Jordan, that are thinking about this as a realistic thing that could be happening very soon.
Right. Now they're asking, how does that third in line for the presidency thing work? Because, you know, it makes sense if you saw some catastrophic event where you have no president, you have no vice president, and you need someone to step in, so it's the Speaker of the House. But what happens with these kind of goofier situations politically where you've got, you know, one who is, it's hard to trust that he can even run the country, a second very unpopular vice president, the DNC, I think if they could, would love to push her out. I don't think they can. And then, you know, if she were to win, could Mike Johnson be? And of course, that is a job reserved, as Harry said, to become president of the United States, not vice president.
We got 4 calls. We got about 4 minutes. I'm going to do my best, but if I don't get you, I apologize. Paul is calling in. Paul, go ahead. Line 6.
Hey, calling from Oregon. I'm actually a Democrat who stumbled on your radio show by accident, shifting the dial. And I got to say, I appreciate you guys for being. I could listen to you, so it's it's pretty balanced.
Thank you.
Yeah, I support our president. I really like him. I think he's an 81-year-old man. You know, he's old. The Stephanopoulos interview was pretty clear, and I think it reflected the fact that he's just an older guy. But I don't doubt that he's all there mentally. I think he's diminished from what he was 4 years ago, but I do support him. And I think that as far as Democrats are concerned, there's a big...
Hey, Paul, let me cut you off. We're just running out of time.
Yeah, I got to ask you a question, Paul. You just admitted he's mentally diminished. Do you want a president of the United States that you know in your heart is mentally diminished? Isn't that enough to say he should be president of the United States? I mean, I'm not trying to attack. I'm just using your words. If you, as a Biden supporter, believe he is mentally diminished, should he be making decisions about war? Should he make decisions about war and peace or treaties with Iran or how many troops to send to defend Ukraine if that situation got worse or run the border? I mean, it wasn't my words that said it, Ron. It's you, a Democrat, who said, you know, he is in a tough spot. He is not the same person. He is deteriorating while in office. So are we going to watch him? I guess I'll ask Ron this. Do you see him as almost like, again, a weakened Bernie's president, or he's getting there quickly?
No, I think he's physically diminished. I don't think he's mentally diminished. I think he's mentally the same as he was, just maybe a little less fluid, able to talk as fluidly as he
was able to. But what happens, Paul, at 3 a.m.? You know, the world doesn't stop. If he's so tired, is he going to make the right decision?
I don't doubt
because
that
we
at
are
all.
Just we are out of time, and there are so many calls right now. And Paul, I really appreciate you calling. I appreciate you listening to the show, but unfortunately, I'm just going to have to move on, just purely based on time. I think we are out of time for calls. I hate that. Let's go, to Terry. Actually, in New York, Terry's been on hold for a while. Lori, I'm sorry, we're just not going to be able to get to you today. Call back tomorrow. Terry, go ahead.
All right. So my point is this: a vote for Joe Biden is a vote for Kamala Harris. Joe is not going to make four more years. And she will be then the president. Who do you want putting people on the Supreme Court? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Terry, I think a lot of people feel that way. Harry, I'm sure we only got a few seconds, but I think
Terry,
a lot of
it's a
that.
Brilliant observation, yep. And I think you're right.
Yep, absolutely. All right, that's going to do it for today's show. I do want to encourage you right now to support the work of the ACLJ. It was a packed show. I really enjoyed it. The Life and Liberty Drive is happening right now. Again, help us kind of make up for that holiday weekend. Be a part of it right now. It is a match. That means there is someone who is ready, an ACLJ donor supporter that is ready to match all donations that come in right now. So all you have to do is go to aclj.org. If you're watching online, you can scan the QR code that's on your screen. Make that donation. It'll be matched. If you can, become an ACLJ champion. That is someone who supports on a monthly recurring basis. You set it up and it goes and does it for you. Continue to support the work of the ACLJ. It gives us a great baseline. We're going to talk about that more coming up. And there's some big news coming out from the Israel standpoint and some of these universities that may be finally being held accountable. We'll discuss that coming up on future shows this week. So stay tuned. Make sure you're subscribed. And again, our Christmas movie. It's a Christmas in July sale. It's happening right now on Rumble. Just go to jinglesmells.movie. As Sean Hannity, executive producer with me, we're all in it. It's a fantastic movie. Go watch it right now. It's 50% off through the month of July. Thanks to our friends at Rumble. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.